Yeah, Kim Walker, obviously it hasn't been that long since we talked because you won the senior championship again, but obviously I had to catch up with you after, you know, a fantastic performance at Nationals. I think you've probably been to some Nationals before in your great career, but you get to go back to one. How was it? Like, obviously you got to be happy with the results, I think.
Oh, I was extremely happy with the result. Just the opportunity to get to play in an event like that is absolutely amazing. It's the first time I've actually played in a senior one. I've played in a couple of the regular amateur events. The competition at those events is so high. I'm just, you know, those are just, the aim is to make the cut. But at this senior event, I was really hoping, looking at previous scores and that and knowing my game, I was really hoping to jump into the top 10. So I reached my goal this year, so I was thrilled.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the goal, no matter what event, whether it's just little guys in MJT or up to, you know, the PGA Tour, is consistency. And 377s, you can't be any more consistent than that. That's almost an oddity, maybe.
Well, it was, and then I ended up seventh, so I was told by many people to go buy lottery tickets right after that, which I did and did not win anything. But at the same time, you know, it's funny, though. They were 377s, but they were three very, very different roller coaster ride 77s. Although it sounded very consistent, I don't know how consistent it really was overall. They were all a little bit different, all a challenge. The first round, I got off to an amazing start. I think I had three birdies on the front nine and felt really good, and then had a bit of a slow finish. Day two was actually probably my steadiest one, except those last three holes got me. And then my third round, I think the nerves jumped in a little bit, but then I settled down and finished really strong with three birdies on the last five or six holes, I think. So I was really happy with that finish on day three.
Yeah, absolutely. We're happy you got to, you know, take one of these. And when you work in the industry, you know, you're much busier, so it is tougher for you to get away. And when you told me in Estevan that you wanted to go to this one, you're gonna finish great. But another thing, nine of you, right? Like, same thing I asked Kathy and Maureen. How fantastic is that? From our organization, it's amazing to see.
Oh, it was awesome. And you know what? We all had such a great time. It was definitely the most fun I've had going away for a tournament. The camaraderie and friendship and support and fun that we all gave each other, it was amazing. We got together in the evenings and had a good chat. And, you know, we were there to, whoever was off first was there to help cheer in the rest of the group as they finished. So I think I had a great time. I hope everybody else did. And I really loved the support and the fun I had with the other players at the event, too.
For sure. And what about Breezy Bend? How was it?
The course was really nice. I've actually found it in many ways very comparable to the Wascana. It was just kind of really quite flat areas of water. But the biggest difference was the fairways were heavily tree-lined. So you couldn't jump from fairway to fairway. So you had you couldn't miss fairways, that's for sure. The greens rolled beautifully. They weren't quite as fast as the Wascana, but they were very true and had a beautiful roll to them. We were really lucky. Joanne, Kathy, and Denise and I were lucky to get connected with Garth Collins, who's in his own right a kind of really good senior mid-amateur player himself.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mid-amateur, yeah. And he
four times in a row, I believe.
He worked at Breezy Bend, and he's also on the grounds crew there. So we got an amazing practice round with him. Probably found out way more information than we needed to know, but it's always helpful. But I'll tell you, they worked so hard. They've had really difficult conditions with a lot of rain prior to us arriving, and that crew really worked so hard to get the course into amazing shape for us. So great appreciation sent out to Garth and his crew out there at Breezy Bend. To the volunteers at the course were unbelievable. They were so friendly and helpful. They were available everywhere, and it was amazing. And it was wonderful to have Laura Small and often out on first tee and at the end of each round taking our scores. So a little bit of Saskatchewan support there as well.
Yeah, I actually played with Austin a couple of weeks ago at Riverside, and I knew he was going to be out there. It sounds like I said, I talked to Kathy and Maureen. I can't talk to all nine, but the consensus is that it was an amazing time. We'll let Golf Canada know, and hopefully this fuels the fire for you to get back, but congrats on a great summer. You won everything. You had a great year.
I did. It was, you know what, and I have to just say one quick shout-out. this is a special one because I get such amazing support. I mean, I've been a member here at the Wascana for, you know, I think 20 years or so, and worked here for about the last six. I have the most amazing support from the members at this club here. They follow my tournaments. They always stop into the office to ask how I'm doing, to congratulate me and things. So just knowing that you have that support of your friends and members and staff at your home club is just absolutely amazing. So I am very proud to be a member of the Wascana, and as always, thanks out to Golf Saskatchewan for supporting us and hosting all these events that allow us to go and play in these big events through Golf Canada.
And there's one more to go. We're going to hopefully see a Wascana team on the 24th. At
we have a team all ready to go. We are very excited to be part of this inaugural event for Golf Saskatchewan. So we have seven players already. I'm actually working on it this morning. I'll be sending the information to you guys right away. Seven players ready to come up and vie for that cup.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. Thanks, Kim.
We're
again,
really
congrats
excited.
On a great year.
Thanks so much, Clark.